turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Paul speaking to the Romans here in this letter, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I'd like to go back and I'd like to pull out and let maybe talk about a couple words here. But again, Paul speaking here, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, we do not live in the time when bulls and goats are being sacrificed. We are living today. Christ made a sacrifice. He hung on the cross. He died for our sins. And what Christ is calling us to do is to become living sacrifices. What does that mean? Giving up ourselves for the cause of Christ. Would you agree with that? But he goes on to say, be not conformed. Well, what does conform? What would be another word for conform? It would be molded. He's saying, do not be molded to this world. In other words, the world is not to be our pattern. Who's to be our pattern? Christ. Doesn't the Bible tell us, just like I believe it was Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ? Well, Paul was basically saying, all right, I follow Christ. I pattern myself after Christ. Follow after my example. So we should be following after Christ's example, not to be molded and conformed to this world. But he says, be ye transformed by the renewing. And I was looking at the Greek. And you know what the Greek means as far as renewing is concerned? Renovated. I want you to think about that. He wants us to renovate our mind. Now, somebody tell me that's familiar, maybe have done some renovation projects. What does renovating sometimes often entail? Demolition. Maybe taking, let's say this room needs renovated and we're tearing it down to the bare bones. We're taking down the drywall, we're taking it right down to the studs. And so what is Paul telling us in this particular when he says renew or renovate our mind? Remember, when we are saved, when we give ourselves or yield ourselves to God, saying, God, I'm giving up myself and I am turning everything over to you. Well, that's kind of a big undertaking. The reason why that is I want you to think, remember, I told Sunday school class, even though that we give ourselves over to Christ, we still have to contend with this. We have to contend with the way of thinking that we had. We have to contend with a lot of the things that maybe we have been taught up to this point. And we have to renovate, or sometimes we have to just tear everything down and build everything back over again to God's way of thinking. Just like I believe that Brother Decker or somebody, maybe it was Brother Dishman during the revival, talking about being put on the potter's wheel. And sometimes those pottery projects don't turn out the way that the potter intended it. Well, they do. Tears it all back down, makes it a big lump again, starts over again. And that's what we're talking about, the renewing of our mind. In other words, renovating the way that we think and yielding to what God, His way of thinking. Because naturally, young people, God's way of thinking don't come. What we have to do, we have to, A, seek God's face. We have to look to Him for our source of help. We have to turn over ourselves and say, Lord, I want to think the way you think. I want to conduct myself the way you want me to conduct myself. And so it requires some renovating. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 14. I'm going to read a couple of verses here. And it says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. But verse 15 is what we want to point out here. And that he died for all. Who? Christ. Christ died for all. That they should live not hence. Which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. So in other words, we're not living to ourselves anymore, young people. Who are we living for? But unto him which died for them. So in other words, we're living to Christ. We're giving ourselves over to Christ. Why? Because he died for us. That we might live. And then he goes on to say, and rose again. And one more verse that I'd like to bring out. I'm going to read it out of the King James, and then I'm going to read from another rendering. Is Romans 6:13. Romans 6:13. Again, Paul writing to the Romans, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Everybody hear that? Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God. So in other words, we have to make a conscious effort, young people, to yield ourselves to God. It's not just going to happen. We have to make an effort to yield ourselves unto God. Just like, again, going up that ramp. Let's say we go up the ramp here on Cedar Street. We've got that yield sign. All that traffic on 16. If we don't yield to that sign and we come together with another one in the traffic lane, whose fault is it? It's our fault. And so we have to yield to that traffic. And he goes on to say, and those that are alive from the dead. So in other words, if we're saved, we yield ourselves to God. We've come from death to life, spiritually. And our members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So I'm going to read this out of another rendering. It says, do not go on offering your members of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but offer yourselves unto God in a decisive act. What does the word decisive mean?
Definite.
All right? Clear cut. It's a clear cut act. There's no doubt. If it's a decisive act, there's no doubt. All right? Young people, we're being asked to make a decisive, clear-cut act of yielding ourselves to God. Again, it's not going to just happen. We've got to make a conscious effort to do that. But he goes on to say in this rendering, as those alive, raised from the dead to new life, and your members, all of your abilities, sanctified, set apart. He's asking us to be set apart from what? The world. To be set apart from the world as instruments. As instruments of righteousness yielded to God. And so our thought tonight is giving ourselves to God. Or yielding ourselves to God. Young people, refuse. Refuse to give yourselves over to sin. If we have come to an altar prayer, and you know, again, I know. I've been there. I remember. as a young person, there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things pulling at you from every side. A lot of things. But isn't God bigger than all those things that are pulling at us? I want you to think about this. Isn't God bigger than those things of the world that are pulling at us? But if we're going to be successful in this life, we've got to make a conscious effort in yielding ourselves to God. So refuse to give yourselves over to sin. And the verse says again that we are not to yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. We must refuse or be unwilling to turn our members over into instruments that displease God. Now, what members are is Paul talking about in this passage? It could be these outward members, right? It could be our mind. How can they be used as an instrument of unrighteousness? I want you to think about that. How can they be used as instruments of unrighteousness? And what can we do to use them to please God? Now let's talk about it. Let's write some things down. So what are some things, just real quick, what are those members that we can yield to unrighteousness or we can yield to God? It's our choice. We choose. Let's list some of those members. What would be one? Tongue. Sorry?
Tongue.
All right. The tongue.
I like it.
Is that right? Okay. The tongue. What else?
Nice.
Speak up. Our eyes. What else? Okay, I see ears. I hear mind. What else? Our hands. What else?
Feet.
What's the center of our affections? Our heart. I think that's a good list right there. So again, I believe it begins with this right here. If our heart is fully yielded to God, if the seat of our affections are fully yielded unto God, and if we're committed not to give in to those sinful things and yield all the rest of these things, then I'm not saying that it's a done deal. But I want you to consider something tonight. I want you to consider something with me. Again, how do we yield these members? How would we yield these members to something that's unrighteous? So let's talk about the tongue. Give me an example. How can we yield our tongue to something that's unrighteous?
Dirty jokes.
Okay, say it again.
Dirty jokes.
Discord.
Cussing.
Lying. Bible talks about all those things.
Gossip.
Okay, how about our eyes? How would we yield those things or yield our eyes to unrighteousness?
Lust.
Okay, did I hear somebody say lust? So in other words, something that we have a strong desire for. Okay, what else? Okay, we'll just leave. Okay, so let's say, for instance, Brother Miller says reading material that could be even borderline.
reading things that get our mind going to areas that we shouldn't be going to? How about our ears? How would we lend those things to that?
Listening to bad music.
Okay, so listening to bad music. What else? I suppose all those things that was mentioned about, you know, what our tongue said, I suppose could be good for the ears because you got to listen to it, right?
Right.
How about the mind? Sister Sherry brought a lesson last Sunday night about loving the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Well, your mind was in there, right? So how could we lend our mind to those things that are unrighteous? Say again?
Dirty thoughts.
Dirty thoughts. What else?
Uncontrolled thoughts.
Ooh, uncontrolled thoughts. It may not necessarily be a bad thing, but if they're uncontrolled, if it's uncontrolled, it could be a bad, it could turn into a bad thing. Our mind could really run away with us, right? How about our hands?
Nervous.
A little extreme. But I suppose that yes.
I'm stealing.
Stealing. Our hands wandering to places they shouldn't. Right? Guys, gals, those of you us that are dating. We always told our children to keep your hands to home. Right? How about our feet? Places that we shouldn't be going, right? Places we shouldn't be going. And so I think we get the general idea of how we yield them to unrighteousness. Now let's just real quick, like, how can we come back around? Remember, Paul told us not to yield ourselves to unrighteousness, but yield ourselves to God. Yield ourselves to those things that are righteous. So what can we do instead of all those unrighteous things we talked about? What can we do with the tongue that would be righteous?
Speaking the gospel.
Okay, say again.
Preach the gospel.
Okay, preach the gospel.
Encourage your brother.
Encourage your brother.
Witnessing.
Testimonies. Sorry?
Testimonies.
Singing.
Giving
God praise. Singing.
Praying.
Absolutely. How about the eyes? Oh, reading the Word of God, right? Reading the Word of God. What else? Reading the gospel trumpeter. Very good. What else?
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Sorry?
Eyes on Jesus.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Again, these may be some simple thoughts tonight. But young people, we've got to make a conscious effort to do it.
That's right.
And what happens if we don't do it? We need to be reminded, right? I think there's a verse in the Bible that says, we do these things to stir up our pure minds, right? Unto what? What is it? I thought it was righteousness, right? Or was it good works? I don't know which. I thought it was righteousness.
But anyway, remembrance.
Remembrance. Okay, unto remembrance. You're right. Thank you, Sister Savannah. But anyway.
Good job.
So it says, stirring up our pure minds unto remembrance. What does that mean? That we're forgetful people. And we need to be reminded. So again, how about, where are we at? Ears. Listening to gospel music. Listening to something that would actually cause us to think on those things that are right. Think on those things that are pure. What else?
Someone has a bad mouth, you stay away from them.
Well, sure. We got those feet, right? Some people are saying those things, so we just kind of start walking away. And I've had to do that before. We just kind of get ourselves out of that conversation. You know, it takes a real man and it takes a real woman not to join in and walk away. How about our mind? Again, our mind, our mind is what we feed it. What are we feeding our mind, young people? What are we feeding our mind? It's just like the saying goes, we are what we eat from our head to our feet. Same thing with our mind. Our mind is what we feed it. And if we're feeding it junk, there's junk going on in our mind. If we're filling it up with good things, then we're more than likely going to be thinking on good things. But how about our hands? What about our hands? Working for God. Sister Perseus.
Playing an instrument.
Playing an instrument. I think you're getting the idea here. We can use these things for unrighteousness. Yeah, we can raise our hand. How many of us raise our hand when we sing? See, look at that. That's not that hard to do, is it? Our feet.
Go to church.
Avoid those places that are unrighteous. But our heart. Where is our heart tonight? Again, I believe it all begins with the condition of our heart or the seat of our affections. What is the condition of our heart? Again, you know, when the enemy comes around, we have the right to say, and I put this down, devil, I refuse. And that's what we have to do. Sometimes we have to be bold and tell the devil, devil, I refuse to yield whatever member I'm being tempted to use for unrighteousness. And even if you have to say that out loud, wouldn't that be cool at school? Wouldn't that be cool? Devil! And everybody's looking at you like, hey, you know what? That's okay. That's okay. I refuse to yield to that temptation. Young people, yield your whole self unto God. Yield yourself. All of you. Young people, it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. It's like I told the Sunday school class this morning. Unrighteousness and unrighteousness cannot cohabitate. They run like this, you might say. Yield means to give into, to submit, to surrender. Again, Romans 12:1 tells us and speaks of presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. In other words, dying out to self. Dying out to self. And we need to tell him. We need to tell him that we want to give ourselves. How many of us, you know, I thought about this as we finish up our thoughts here. In yielding our members as instruments of righteousness unto God, is again, the first step is to consider the different members of your body. And also refuse to give in to the desires of the flesh. Now, you know, I thought about, what about your prayer life? And in your prayer, what if you were to say something along this line here? Lord,
Where do you want my feet to go today? Lord, what do you want my mouth to say today? What about, Lord, am I thinking about what you want me to think about? Fill my mind with what you would have me to think on. Am I watching or listening to those things that are pleasing you? Let's say you have some downtime and you pick up your phone and you just start, before you start scrolling, before you start getting on the social media, or before you get on YouTube or whatever it might be, how about praying, Lord? What do you want me to watch? What do you, or what would you be pleased with as I listen to something? Or would you be pleased with this? Or guide my activity when it comes to getting on our phones? Am I doing with my hands your will? And you might think that that's a funny way to pray. But I think the more we practice that, the more mindful that we are when we pick up our phone or when we go to do something, when we go to say something, or when we go thinking about things, the more we get into the habit of doing that, do you think that's going to lead us unto a more righteous way of living? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what he's called us to do, is live a righteous life. Live pleasing to God. Live yielded unto him. And by praying this way and allowing God to lead, as we grow in the Lord and are ready for more, you know what? He'll reveal more. But sometimes, you know what? We've got to do those, what do you want to say, take those baby steps first before he's going to ask us to climb a little bit higher. We got to do the things, young people, that we're called to do. We're not going to survive spiritually if we don't read, we don't pray, we don't do those, be in church, be in youth group, whatever it might be. If we don't do the basics, then we're not going to progress. We're not going to move up in our experience with the Lord. And so tonight, are we yielded to God? Are we giving ourselves wholly over to God? That's the question tonight. That's the question tonight.